Who are you? What are you? Both of these questions were posed to John the Baptist, and I pose them to you this morning in consideration of your Catholic Christianity and here in this season of Advent. When John was asked, "Who are you?" he responded by saying, "I am not the Christ." When asked, "What are you?" he responded by saying exactly what he is. "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" I bring this up because I found these particular readings challenging, and they're challenging to me personally because sometimes I don't give enough thought to who I am and to what I am. Sometimes they're not the same thing. In the reading from Isaiah this morning, Isaiah speaks about being anointed, and he says, "He has clothed me with the robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice." We have that same gift. And then Paul tells us, "Test everything, retain what is good." So that struggle that I have with regard to trying to reconcile who I am and what I do leads me to question, why is it that there's injustice in the world? When Isaiah says, "We are robed in a mantle of justice," what is Paul telling us when he says, "Test everything, retain what is good"? It seems to me it's a very challenging dynamic, because as we get up in the morning, we go about working and making a living and doing what it is we need to do. We do that in a variety of ways. We may be doctors or lawyers. We may be homemakers or professionals, laborers, craftsmen, teachers, and students. That's not just what we do. It needs to be who we are. And if we can accomplish those things, I think it would help us to make an impact on the injustice that we experience in the world. It's very frustrating to me that the world is not just. And it seems overwhelming to me when I ask myself, what can I do to make the world just? What can I do to accomplish the will of God in the whole world? That question's overwhelming to me because I think about that. I can't really do anything. I can't stop justice or injustice from happening in the world. Not personally. But the easier question is to ask myself in the morning, what can I do today that is unjust to people in my life? It's a much easier question to answer. I have to take ownership of my own actions. I have to measure whether or not I am being just to the people who I touch in my life. Ironically, if each and every one of us were able to accomplish asking ourselves that question and working towards seeking to be a just person as a teacher, as a professional, as a homemaker, sooner or later, justice would exist throughout all the world. John the Baptist is painted as kind of a weird person, coming from the desert, wearing weird clothes, eating weird food, speaking a weird message. But the weirdness, people find attractive. So much so that people go out to him to find out who this person is. They seek to understand whether and to discern whether or not this person is someone special. Is this person the Christ, the Messiah? John, in his work, is not seeking to be the Messiah, and he tells people that. But what John is paying most attention to is who he is and what he does. He is not the Messiah, but he is a voice in the desert crying out, "Make straight a path for our God." Each of us has the same opportunity and, in fact, the same call. Like Isaiah, like John the Baptist, we are heralds of the good news of Jesus Christ. And in this season of Advent, we look at that in an even more unique way. As we prepare to remember the birth of Christ, we're also preparing for the second coming of Christ. We're also preparing for the fulfillment where the world really will truly be at peace, where justice really will flourish. But in the meantime, we're called to make that a reality in an unjust world. We have the blessings of the reality that Jesus Christ lived, died, and rose so that it changes our vision of what this world is and what this world is meant to be. And each of us is called to make this world more of what it's meant to be through Jesus Christ. By carrying out that work, that is what will make us great. Not the money we make, not the car we drive, not the vacation home we own, but reconciling who we are and what we do in the privilege of being a Catholic Christian, knowing full well that the kingdom of God is now, and it needs to be made known through us.
Let us pray. bring our needs before our loving Savior.
During the season of Advent, our response for the intercession is a sung response, "Come, Lord Jesus." That each member of the church on earth may be watchful and ready for Christ's coming, we pray.
Come, Lord Jesus.
That leaders of nations hear and answer the voices of people crying out for peace and justice, we pray.
Come, Lord Jesus.
That our parish community hold fast to what is good, abstain from what is evil, and be sanctified entirely for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Come, Lord Jesus.
That our catechumens find in our community compelling signs of unity and generous love, we pray.
Come, Lord Jesus.
That men and women who serve in the military may be kept out of harm's way and return home safely, we pray.
Come, Lord Jesus.
That the souls of the faithful departed may come to eternal life with Christ, we pray.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Lord, send your Spirit to strengthen us. By this strength, free us from preoccupation with our needs, that we may more devotedly accept the mission of your church. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
As our gifts are prepared, please sing number 45, Patient People. Number 45. Thank you.
brothers and sisters, pray with me that our gifts of bread and wine may be acceptable to God, the Father Almighty. Lord, may the gift we offer in faith and love be a continual sacrifice in your honor and truly become our Eucharist and our salvation. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also
lift up your hearts.
We lift them up.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Father, all powerful and ever living God, we dwell always and everywhere to give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. When he humbled himself to come among us as a man, he fulfilled the plan you formed long ago and opened for us the way to salvation. Now we watch for the day, hoping that the salvation promised us will be ours when Christ our Lord will come again in his glory. And so with all the choirs of angels in heaven, we proclaim your glory and join in their unending hymn of praise. pray with confidence to God our Father in the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin. Protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Thank you.
Our closing song is number 46, People of East, number 46.